In Rearview Mirror 2024, we are going to take a look at the year's top stories, culminating in a vote by readers for the Beta Day, Top Story, of 2024 and Newsmaker, of 2024. To simplify things, our reporters have condensed the monthly top stories starting in January and running through to December. Starting off, repercussions were being felt after the major announcement that the Temiscaming Ryan plant would be shut down. The owner blamed persistent market weakness, uncertain availability of affordable wood fiber, and high capital and fixed costs, which posed significant challenges for the Temiscaming HPC plant. This decision, which we do not take lightly, is made only after a rigorous strategic review in which multiple alternatives were thoroughly explored. Efforts to find a white knight to keep the plant open have so far proved fruitless. See? Major layoffs announced at Temiscaming Ryan plant. In the news biz, we say a story has legs when it keeps running. A classic case was the Conservation Authority. Despite silence from the board and its sow, the story wouldn't slow down. In May we saw Chitra Gowda's resignation on the heels of the Conservation Authority HR director going public in March with his concerns over how the staff is being treated, after repeatedly warning management of the chaos that had destroyed staff morale. See, Conservation Authority sow quits amidst controversy. And on the good news side, it was a record-setting fundraising day for Chat4Chad. The charity's second annual event nearly hit the $250,000 mark. See, record-setting fundraising day for Chat4Chad. See January here. See February here. See March here. See April here.